It's well known that Wisconsin gets about two-thirds of its energy from burning coal. The Union of Concerned Scientists said yesterday that Wisconsin spends about $853 million per year on the fuel, with most of the money going to coal companies in Wyoming. A new climate change bill in the U.S. Senate, sponsored by Senators John Kerry and Joe Lieberman, aims to cut back on burning coal. But in a written statement, Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl says it's unclear that Congress will have time to undertake a comprehensive climate change bill this year. Kohl says rebuilding the economy and restoring jobs are paramount. Senator Russ Feingold says he wants to make sure that any climate change bill treats Wisconsin fairly and that he'll continue to listen to state residents as he studies the Kerry-Lieberman bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.